Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
Here we are, another Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller, that is Holly O'Connor.
What up?
And that is producer Ryan McGibney.
What up?
Holly, right before we went on the air, what did you just say?
Oh, God!
Calling her out.
You know what? We should just call this podcast Miguel and Ryan Call Holly Out on Stupid Shit.
Everything.
Everything. I said...
Holly's personal life exposed.
Yeah. Right. Well, literally, I was like getting everything ready. I'm like, do-do-do-do-do. And then right before I said, all right, let's go, guys. Holly puts both her arms up in the air, smells both armpits, and then goes, huh, one doesn't smell as fresh as the other. I was like... Okay.
Everybody does that.
I don't know.
People don't smell their armpits?
I do. Because
like in the bathroom, though?
I want to make sure they're fresh. I do it around you guys because I know you're not going to judge me
until the podcast starts up. Then all judging is
commenced. I took a sweater off and I have a sleeveless shirt and I was like, let me just, it's like the right side is just not quite as there as the left. But you know what? It doesn't matter.
And we're going to be around each other for a minute today.
I
have a lot of stuff to do. So
we do.
Can we find some deodorant for you?
I hope so. It's not bad. It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's not bad at all.
It isn't. It's just that one is less deodorant fresh.
Do we need like a disinfectant wipe and then like reset?
Maybe that. Just reset the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So dumb.
Well, we are, I feel like, somewhat recovered from this weekend, which was Gasparilla.
A song is so abrasive.
I feel like if you're like going into a party weekend, you feel this song, you're like, yes!
You're right. If you're headed into a party, there's nothing better than this song to get turned up.
But Holly, you're not feeling well.
Nah, I'm feeling a little under the weather.
I'm hungry, and Ryan is Ryan.
Tired.
So this song is like, doesn't feel appropriate, but that's how we went into Gasparilla weekend.
Yes, it is.
So Holly, how was your official first Gasparilla weekend?
I actually really liked it because we got to be in the VIP tent of Hard Rock, and they were so gracious enough to let us go up in there and sample some of their free food and drinks. So I mean,
and by sample you mean almost drink them out of everything they had in the bar.
Yes. And I just feel like if one is going to do Gasparilla, that is the way one wants to do Gasparilla.
Oh,
we saw
yes.
everything. We were front and center for the parade coming through. It was really cool, and they were so nice. So it was a great first Gasparilla.
It was. I was really impressed with the setup because I was just expecting to just see complete debauchery. And I think because we were in the Hard Rock VIP area, we were sort of sheltered
yes.
from the complete crap show that was everything.
Yeah.
But I will say that after, because we were there for the whole parade, like I was planning on just staying there for a little bit and then leaving to catch up with some friends, but it was just so great and the drinks were free. So I was like,
What advantage would you have had to have left? You
none,
know what I mean? I'm
none.
Like, I was planning on getting out of there early because I had to go to a birthday party later that day. And I'm like, I will leave here at 3:30.
Mm.
Okay, so 5 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, I'm still here.
So many beads, though.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many.
I was like, I'm done. And then I just kept getting them.
Yes.
It was addicting.
It was.
I think the person that had the most fun down there is Ryan's girlfriend, Taryn.
Yeah.
Who's like, she doesn't look like a person that'd be like, I love parades. But she got so into it. It was so fun. Like, I was giving her beads because she was having so much fun.
So hard to get one of those rubber ducky ones.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of rubber duckies around it and the beads. And there was a guy next to us who started like trying to trade beers from the Hard Rock tent to pirates. And somebody gave us a rubber ducky eventually.
Oh, so she got one?
Yeah, it wasn't the one with a bunch of rubber duckies. It just had one.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, beggars can't be choosers, really.
Thanks to that guy, whoever you are. Yeah.
Now, I'm curious because we parted ways at the end of the parade and you all left and then I left. But I'm curious, because I don't know what happened with the rest of your nights, because we haven't talked about this on the air. So, like, how did y'all even get out of the area? Because y'all had to Uber out.
Yeah, we took Lyft.
Lyft? How did that, like, what happened?
Ryan,
do
was,
you remember?
I was a little tipsy. So, Ryan, what
we
was
just kind of walked around, and at first it was $65.
Yeah. Oh. Which we should have gotten it.
But
at
there
then.
Was a lot of traffic right there, and it, and if we would have gotten it, it would have taken him, like, we decided to walk down a little bit, so it was easier to exit once he picked us up. Mm. And it started going to, like, $75.
Oh.
And then I went back to, like, Lyft and Uber, like, back and forth. Nope.
Yeah.
$95.
Yeah, we should have got it when it was $65.
And then finally it went back down to $77, and I'm like, call it! Calling
yeah.
it!
Yeah. So we got this guy in a truck who was very nice.
Mm.
But yeah, so we rode all the way back to St. Pete in that thing.
Wow. So did y'all split the Uber or the Lyft?
Yes,
we did. Well, I gave him money. Mm. I gave him cash because we, at the time, like when Ryan had to get it, we couldn't figure out how to split it right then on the phone. I'm like, let me just give you some money.
Mm.
So I gave him some money, and then I actually paid for his lunch because it wasn't enough money.
Oh, is Holly squared up?
She bought me Taco Bell.
Oh, but that's, I mean, that's cheap. That's,
I think there's like 50 cents or something. I'm just kidding.
So yeah. Then, so what, y'all Uber or y'all lifted back to my place? Mm-hmm. Where y'all parked your cars and then y'all left from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, after I left you all, I walked about a mile up Bayshore, because throughout the course of the parade, I had texts from like 5 or 6 different gays
yeah.
that were like, hey, we're at this party, we're at this party, we're at this party. And I was like, wow, I'm going to, like, I, in my mind, before I mapped it out to see where everyone was, I was like, I'm just going to, like, hop into a party here, have a drink, say hi, hop into another party, say hi.
Which is sort of your MO anyway, that I feel like, if you could ever choose to just live the rest of your life doing parties, you'd want to do that.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice just to go from party to party to party.
You were in your limelight when that's happening.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, I found out once I started to try to get some details from everybody, everyone, every gay person I've ever met, come across, seen on Facebook, they were all at one big house.
Wow.
One big house. It was about a mile up from where we were. And so I walk up. And, well, first off, as I'm walking down Bayshore, I mean, people are just wasted. Like, it was like you sort of, like, leave the nest of your mother's protective bosom of Hard Rock, and then you start walking down Bayshore. People are puking in people's lawns. There's people, like, crying on the in the front and the side. There are people, like, haggling with the vendors as they're trying to close down. They're trying to get their last beers and stuff. I mean, it was a mess. So then finally, as I'm, like, navigating, I make my way up, and I swear to God I'm not making this up. As I'm walking up the side street to get to this house, all of a sudden, I hear Lady Gaga, like, blaring one of her songs.
Of course you did. That's the gay anthem. That was a gay-ass house.
Oh, so I walk up, and this is, like, one of those huge, I don't know if you'd call it a mansion. In Atlanta, they used to call them McMansions because they're almost there. Like, they're so big. It's just like one of those big Bayshore houses, and the lawn is just covered in people. There are people in the lawn. There are people up on the, like, porch area. There are people standing on the porch area. And there's, like, a driveway that, like, goes to the back. There are people there. And I was like, what
it's
is
like
happening?
Your typical college movie scene.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's exactly what it looks like.
You were in that movie, like, Can't Hardly Wait. When,
like,
yes. Had the party.
Slow-mo walk up and then, like, the fast forward to the door and the people on the porch.
Or yes. There's, like, a slow motion
you walk
stop
in and
on
get
a
beer poured on you.
On a hot girl or a guy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like. And on the big balcony up top of the house, it had a sign that says, it said booze and breakfast. So I still haven't gotten details on exactly, like, who organized it. Like, was this, I don't know. All I know is that someone said that it was two doctors that are a gay couple that have this huge ass house. They throw this party. The inside is sort of locked off. They have a security guard. It's just for their close friends. But then, like, all the other gays of Tampa Bay just hang out outside.
Wow.
So this is what was amazing. So I walk up, and, like, my eyes are all big, and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people here. Then there's this guy that lives in my apartment complex. I don't want to say his name because he was wasted. But he, like, all of a sudden, like, a path clears, and he just pops up. And I was like, hey, such and such. And he goes, how did she love you? And I was like, oh, shit. Like, this Jeez. Is not good. So then I, like, immediately I go into mother hen mode. And I'm like, so where's this person and that person that I thought you'd be with? And they were like, I don't know. I was just. He stops talking. He sees a cute guy. He lunges forward towards the cute guy, like grabs his shoulder. The guy turns around, and then my friend goes, and the guy walks off, and then he goes after him. And I was like, what shit show have I just walked into?
That's insane.
So that pretty much was like the rest of that time. Like, I think someone tried to hand me a drink, but then I was nervous to drink it because I didn't know where it came from.
Oh,
and I was like, absolutely not.
Roofies.
Don't do that.
Right? So I found my friends that I was going to like leave with.
Yeah.
But like that, I want to, next year, I want to like go to Hard Rock for like an hour. And then I want to go at the beginning of that party just to see like how it started, because it was insane.
No. It was just outside?
Yeah, it was just out. It was outside, and I didn't even make it to the backyard because apparently the backyard's really expansive, and that's where there were even more people. I would say there are probably 300 to 400 people there.
Okay, this is why you don't need to do that, because you'll be that guy that's going,
you'll be the blubbering idiot at
yes.
the end.
Like, please don't do this to us, Miguel.
No, that was amazing. Because then I texted him Monday, my friend that lives in my apartment complex. And I was like, so did you make it home okay? And he was like, yeah. Did I see you that day?
Jesus. I was like, oh, Gasparilla.
It was
I was
great.
Like, here's a quote from you.
It was fantastic.
I wonder who had to clean that place up. I feel bad for them.
I
Maybe
know.
They hired somebody.
They would have had
somebody
to.
Like $5 billion.
Seriously. I mean, because that place was a mess. I have a Snapchat of it that I put on, I think on my Facebook page, where I wanted to remember that moment because it was just such an iconic moment I'll never forget, of just walking up and just seeing like gays swinging off the rafters. And I took a picture of the house and I just put gay. That's it.
Ryan is so right. Ryan is so right about it being like a high school party movie.
Yes, it really, really was.
Gosh.
And then Saturday night, I went out to Ybor, and that's where I got to.
Oh, that same night?
Yeah, that same night. Yeah, because we went back to St. Pete.
That's a long ass day.
I took about an hour nap, got dressed, and then we went out. And because I had some friends from Orlando in, and then But here's the thing. I only spent $30 that night, so
what?
I felt like that. Yes. People were buying me drinks Saturday night, so
man.
I was like, praise Jesus.
I was going,
master.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, I wish that would happen every weekend.
That's how you do it.
Seriously. Yeah. So, Holly, how was your Saturday night? This is the climax. Like, my little story, that was sort of like the appetizer.
No. I don't even want to talk about Saturday night.
No.
Well, I mean, I guess I can.
I mean, because isn't that sort of like the climax, if you will, of the story with Mr. Personality, or is it before that?
It's around that, but like the night itself really wasn't that notable in this whole story arc.
Okay.
So I just, I've been trying to figure out a way to just sort of quickly wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not really a thing anymore.
And this is
what it is.
Now, just like, let's just say, because we have a few people that are coming into the podcast now. It's finally after 2 years picking up steam and
which
people.
Which is not, welcome.
Welcome to Miguel and Holly Uncensored. We've been doing it now for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
But if you're just joining us and you haven't listened to the other episodes, Holly, catch us up on who this person is.
So for like the past month, it hasn't even been a month. I think it's been like 3 weeks.
Well, you two met back in December, right?
We met at a charity event. Right. We met in December, but like nothing happened like dating wise until the second week of January. I kind of slid up in the DMs a little bit, and then we flirted, and then he asked me out, and we went out on a really couple really successful dates. Then there was like a little bit of a stumbling block, and I didn't really understand what was going on. Then it was fine, and then it was like done, I guess. And so I've really struggled over the past few days with, because I knew we would have to talk about this on the podcast. And let me start by saying that I think, oh Lord, I feel like this whole thing between us, I've been very excited about this. So it was like, you know, my sort of like a really high point for me. This,
are you going to cry?
No.
I hear emotion in your voice.
Well, I'm also kind of sick, so it makes that up. Here's the thing. The first and foremost is I feel like this was set up to fail.
Why?
This was not set up for success because from the get-go, like, I thought that this guy was so attractive. And I think I got, like, too excited too fast about it. Mm-hmm. But also, he is sort of has this reputation of dating a lot of women. Like, he's had this reputation for a few years now of dating women, but only going on like 1, 2, 3, 4 dates with them and then it not becoming anything else. Mm. And I realized this after the fact. And what really hammered it home was right before our first date, like the day before the first date was set to happen, he was on a sister station of ours. And they basically, like, if you listen to our show on the radio, we do something called Blown Off. Mm-hmm. And they basically did a blown off with him with the last girl that he'd gone out with that, right, he basically ghosted. And so I was listening because I thought they were going to somehow bring me into it because we were going on a date. Mm-hmm. And what it ended up being was, like, you know, very uncomfortable for him. And I felt bad for him, really, because they put him on the spot. But what it did for me is I did not see that coming. And what it did was really solidify that, like, oh, wow, maybe this is a pattern and I should be careful.
But do you think at the time when you heard that, because didn't they have a girl that he had talked to, went on a date with, and it was just like a live blown off where they were asking her what happened? They got him on the phone to say, why didn't you call her back?
Yeah.
At any time during that, did you think, oh, well, clearly she's in the wrong here and he's fine? Or did you immediately go, ooh, this is not going to bode well for me?
A little bit of both, because I did feel bad for him because he was blindsided.
Right.
But I also could tell from her voice that she was upset, regardless of the words that were coming out of her mouth. Like, mm-hmm. You could tell from her tone that she genuinely didn't know what happened and was a little confused about why he had blown her off and was a little bit upset about it. But mm-hmm. like the words that she said, you know, she was very carefree. She's like, well, I don't really care. You just should have told me, blah, blah, blah. And it ended up fine, I guess. I don't really know. But there was like a little bit of a uh-oh situation. And we even talked about, and this is why I say it was set up for failure, because then after that all happened, he texts me, he's like, so you still want to go out? Because obviously that's not a great harbinger.
Right.
And I was like, of course I do. I really did. But then I was like, just promise me, like, if you don't like me, like, you'll tell me. And if I don't like you, we'll tell you. So it's sort of like a joke from the beginning. So I'm going into it having that sort of in the back of my head. And I think I put unnecessary pressure on myself to not do anything like that would be, I just put pressure on myself.
You didn't want to be the crazy girl.
No.
Because you knew that you liked him a lot.
Right. And that's a difficult line to walk when you're sort of going into a date with expectations of, I'm putting pressure on myself. And also I'm sort of, it's tough for him too, because I had this already preconceived notion of, like, well, you know, all on the sister station, they kept calling him out about how big of a player he is.
Do you think if you wouldn't have heard that first segment with him, that things would have started off differently?
Yes. Not the date. Like, the date would have been the same. And mm-hmm. I think we would have, because we have great chemistry. Like, the dates were, every single date was amazing. Mm-hmm. And the chemistry is there. But then it's what happens when we're not together and I get in my head and he pulls back. Mm. So it's like it was set up not to succeed. So that's what happens. Like, the first two dates were like, bam, bam, amazing, right? In a row.
Right.
And then he sort of pulled back a little bit. And I am a really intuitive person. I can sense when things aren't quite right or if there's something wrong. And I could tell something wasn't right. And that's when, like, he pulled back. I got crazy.
Now, do you think that there is a moment? Because, like, when we do Blown Off, like, there's always a moment when someone is like, oh my gosh, I knew that I had to pull back and I wasn't going to call this person. What do you think he would say was that moment with you?
I've really been racking my brain and I don't know. But again, like, I don't want to, like, read too much into it. He could have been just busy, which he was actually very busy that weekend. But I also know that there was a little bit of a pullback. And, like, we've talked about it, and I don't know that he would ever, you know, be super, like, you know, painfully honest with me. I think that I did a couple things wrong. I think that I probably shared too much too quick.
About what?
Just about random stuff. About, like, like the fact that I had dated some other guy recently, and then I thought that would be a, you know, be like, oh, hey, look, other guys like me. And he's like, well, I thought you were with that other guy, so I'm just not going to bother anymore. And I was like, oh, damn, that backfired. But that, the fact that he's busy, and just there's a lot that I wasn't really sure. So that's when I felt like I got a little bit wrapped up in my own head. We solved that. Then we went out again, which was great. But then he did that thing where he pulled back again. And then I was like, this is fine. I can deal with this because I understand what's happening now. But somehow in between the date, the last, like the Tuesday, and then we were supposed to hang out after Gasparilla on Saturday. Somewhere in between there, something else happened that just, I think, blew it up. And
Ryan.
Guy's okay, Holly, so if you want to keep quiet for a second, we'll dial his phone number and give him a call and we'll find out what happened.
Actually, I have his number right here. We're going to get him.
He's on the phone already.
Yeah.
No, we're not actually calling him.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Really?
I have his number.
No, you're not really calling
him. I am.
Are you kidding me right now? Dude, why are you doing this?
Are you ready?
No, I'm not. This is terrible. This is going to be bad. Don't do this.
It's gonna be okay, Holly.
Okay.
I just dialed your number.
I know. I know that because my phone is ringing, you dumbass.
I was waiting for you to be like, why is my phone
ringing? I thought, I didn't know what I thought you were doing. I thought you were going to have like some kind of ha-ha moment pull
no,
up.
No, no, that was it. That was it. That was
like, guy's perspective, I'm not really sure because I'm not in that situation on his end.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what he's thinking.
Well,
like,
I think
like you do, kind of, so.
I know, and that's my problem, is that like I tend to overanalyze things, which isn't great, but I mean, that's just what it is. But if I am, if I know that there's something else going on, I can deal with that. Here's what the final thing is. He told me, he's like, I think I'm driving you crazy, and I don't want that for you, so, you know, let's just calm down, which is understandable. He doesn't want to make me nuts. Also,
But that sounds like a cheap out to
me. Yeah, that does.
Because if he really liked you, he would have asked you and not just told you.
Right, I know.
He would have communicated that, and you would have had a back and forth and cleared it up like you did before. He obviously was done with you already when he said that.
This is what I'm saying. So, like, something happened where he got over me. And I don't think it's, like, lack of physical chemistry because, like, hot, okay? Can I just say, like, damn. Something else happened that I'm like missing a puzzle piece here. And the problem that I'm having with this whole thing is that I could see so much potential. Like there was just, it was like heavy with potential. And I'm really like, I mean, it is what it is. I'm a big girl, but it just sucks because I feel like it wasn't even given a chance way back from the get-go with that whole other station blown off thing, the his reputation, my expectations, my own pressure. We got into this, like, where everybody, like, Tampa Bay radio and TV listeners were, like, zoned in on this, and it was set up to fail, and it sucks because I was willing to, like, totally dig in and give it a try because I know he's got this reputation, but I want to know him. Like, I'm fascinated.
I don't know, and it's frustrating as, like, me and Miguel as your friend because this opportunity comes along and it's been the most promising one that I've seen and since I've known you.
Right.
So it's just really frustrating that you can't find, like, it didn't work out because you're both in media.
Right.
And you both understand what goes on with a relationship in media. And it's like, that stuff happens, yes. Like, maybe the radio stuff, like, it shouldn't affect you and scare you off anymore.
I know.
Because that's your life.
And some other stuff happened, and that kind of put, like, a damper on things. And I was like, well, we could have talked that out. Like, I just think maybe he's not that into me. And that might be the bottom of the barrel.
That is true.
Yeah, but he acted like he was as a thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell you that he wasn't at the end. So if he, if he really isn't into you, he should have told you that he wasn't. Because you're a big girl, like you said. You could take it. But now you're sitting here wondering the real reasons. Like, he should just tell you the real reasons. Not that I'm driving you crazy. Bye.
Right.
When was his last, like, real relationship? Was it the one he had with his kids?
No.
Baby mama?
No. He was in, like, I don't want to put all his business out. But it's been, I think the last time that he was in, like, a long-term relationship was, like, 3 years ago. 3 to 4, maybe. And so he's just been, like, serial dating for the last 3 years. And part of what I, like, I would have liked to, like, you know, get to some, like, as I like to talk about. But then maybe he's just not that kind of person. That's why he doesn't like me that much. Mm. You know,
because I know you said he's very sort of like jovial and
he's fun,
and
like
likes to enjoy
a fun person.
Do you think that maybe he sensed your intensity? Because I mean, we could have some. I mean, you know, if you listen to any other Top 40 Morning Show podcast, I'm sure they don't get as in depth and intense. It's more so jokey, jokey, laugh, laugh, and
right.
We can do that definitely. But as people, we're more sort of dig down emotionally. Like, let me get to know you. Do you think that he maybe felt like either one, he was intimidated, or maybe he felt like he was out of his league in emotional depth?
Maybe.
Yeah, but then again, we'll never know that because he didn't say it.
Yeah, I know. I just know that, like, here, and let me give him props for a second here, because I feel like this is taking a turn and I don't want it to.
Well, no, I'm not bashing him. I'm just more so asking questions on what could have happened.
Right.
Since I agree with Ryan. I feel like what the answer he gave you was a cop out. Mm. But I understand, because we've all been there before where you don't want to tell the truth.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, Holly, you've dated people in the past where you didn't completely tell them the truth on why you didn't talk to them, but there was still some glimmer of a truth.
Right.
But it still wasn't the full truth because you didn't want to hurt their feelings. So I understand that.
Every time I break up with someone, I'm just like, hey, here it is.
Oh,
do
you
really
serious?
Tell the truth, Ryan?
I do.
Ryan, I kind of love that.
Sometimes, though,
but you
I mean,
sugarcoat
even if
it
ends,
a
little.
No.
Because a lot of times it ends up in, like, kind of an argument type thing.
Oh.
Not really, but, like, a back and forth where.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Just, like, in my experience, just with the people I've dated, they've gotten, like, that towards me, and then it comes out. I don't do it at first, but then at the very end, I'm just like, oh, wait, well, look here. This is real. This is for real. Why?
Well,
what's the
here.
Harshest thing you've said to a girl to sort of, like, to finally give her the reason why you broke up?
Ugh.
I don't want to know who. I just want to
know
what's the harshest.
Hold on. I have to think about it.
Oh.
There's a lot of things said in, like, the last one, but it's like, I don't.
Yeah.
I just, like,
but
moved
to,
on, you know, I don't even try to remember any of that.
But
stuff.
To every person, it's different. So, like, it might not seem that rough to us. Like,
yeah.
You know, it might be rough to her. You know
true.
What I'm saying?
Right, right.
It was just stuff that had to do with
right.
us
yeah.
specifically that,
right.
like, if I said it out of context right now,
it
wouldn't even
seem,
mean anything. So.
Right.
That right, and sense. See, here's the thing. Maybe it's just all of this right here that he's like, I can't deal with that.
True.
That's too much. Like, y'all chatty Cathy's, can you shut the fuck up? All I want to do is fucking have wine in downtown St. Pete and make out with you on a park bench.
Right.
Like, and you got to fucking sit here and do a podcast about it. Maybe it's that.
No, I mean,
maybe.
You know, it's really, I will give credit to, well, I will give credit to radio spouses that stick in it for the long haul.
Maybe he was like, when Holly gives me a little dick graze, I don't want everybody to know.
Yes.
I think that's part of it. Seriously.
Right.
I
because
do.
Y'all
which,
you talked about.
Which I did, and like I shouldn't have, because in my head I was like, oh, he knows that it's just jokey jokey, but like he's not in radio, he's in TV. It's different.
Right, and that's different. They don't talk about that.
But like just say that and then I won't do that no more.
Yeah, that's
but,
true. They don't have the they don't ever get that
you
in
can't.
Depth. Like on the radio, even on the morning show we do like
yeah.
kind of in depth a little bit,
right?
Yeah.
Jokey about it, but
yeah.
TV never. It's all straightforward.
You can't really
professional.
It's, you know, it's really tough. I mean, and I've thought about this too, because there have been some dust ups that Hot Teacher and I've had about things that we've talked about on the radio, and just as a person. And when you look and talk to radio people, most radio people that do morning shows have been divorced once in their lifetime.
Yeah.
It's very rare that you'll find a morning show couple that have been together forever. Now, all the people that I look up to in the industry have been divorced. And I can sort of see, because it's really unfair for the other person. It's really unfair because we as morning show radio people, we're sort of open, but yet we're closed off at the same time.
It's a weird mix.
It really is. And that's what Hot Teacher says to me all the time. He's like, you know, when you're on the radio, like, you talk about things in a way that you don't tell me that stuff. And it's so weird because I can sit here before we go on the show every morning and I can be like, all right, I need to talk about this that's happened in my life and this has happened in my life. And then when we get home in the evening and Hot Teacher's like, so how was your day? And I'm like, it was fine. It was fine.
Great.
And he was like, but when you do your goddamn radio
yeah.
blog tomorrow, you'll be like, I found a unicorn in a pot of gold.
I know. I know. And that's the thing that I feel like was a huge lesson for me in my marriage, which obviously is not existent anymore. But like, I feel like I learned a big lesson on how to be in relationships. And I also feel like I know what I'm looking for. And that's why this sucks so much, because I was, again, the potential.
Right.
And I'm still in a place, because all of this sort of went down this weekend. And I'm still in this weird aftershock phase of being like, are we sure this is done? Because I have this like gut feeling this is not done. Like, it's not supposed to be done.
Do you think maybe you all needed to sort of calm the... I'm thinking in terms of like a celebrity couple, you know, like sort of like The Weeknd and Selena Gomez. Right now, they are fucking red hot. I mean, everyone's talking about them. They're on a cover of magazines. They're the gossip of town. And it's going to get so much that you have these expectations that you put on yourself in the relationship that you're going to have to sort of like break apart for a little bit, let the dust settle, and then come back so you can truly just get to know each other.
I wish that could happen, because it would be so much better to get to, like, almost, I know you can't do like a fresh start do-over.
Right.
But if we could start over without having two radio stations and a TV station basically documenting this, the budding of something,
mm-hmm.
it would be so much better.
Yeah.
Because it really fucks you up. Can I just be honest?
No, I agree.
It really screws with you.
It's hard.
Two fucking radio stations and a TV. Like, that's a lot.
And a podcast.
And a podcast. It's a lot.
That has 11 listeners.
Thank you for the 11 listeners that we have.
Thank you.
So it really screws with you. And it just really, there's nothing I can say. Like, and here's the bottom line. Like, if he should listen to this, or somebody that knows him listens to this and is like, goes and be like, did you hear what she has said?
Mm.
It sucks, because I'm like, I don't want to, if the bottom of it is, he just doesn't like me that much. There's nothing I can do, obviously, because
right.
you can't manufacture that. You can't make someone like you.
Right.
If it's that he's going through some things and he doesn't want to, and like, he thinks he's making me crazy, or he doesn't want me to, like, if it's something that's in his head that, you know, we could work on, I'd like to work on it. But I can't just, I gotta let it sit for a minute. I think that's what he wants.
Can we have him come on the show and we talk about what you two want?
Probably no, because he's like, fuck you guys. I just, can you leave me alone?
Can we just have him come on the show once so we can talk to him?
Again, Miguel, this is what fucks it up. Like, what do you mean, the podcast?
That, you know, that's the hard part about balancing, because, you know, we make so much about our lives, the show, but it, you know, that it's sometimes to the detriment of your life.
It is.
And then I feel like that's why a lot of times people, as they get older, like, they leave the industry, because at some point you're like, I don't want to give myself anymore to this, because how much has it taken?
Yeah.
How much has it taken?
Fuck you for being deep today. How much has it taken? Lord.
Well, it's true. I mean, I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
With my relationship. And I see, if we don't continue communicating about stuff, how it could go down a very bad path.
Yeah, it's all about communication. And I feel like just as a side note, just me as a person, so you know a little bit about me, if I feel like I'm not making my point well, or I'm not being understood and it's my fault, there's nothing more frustrating for me.
Mm.
And that's maybe why I am an overthinker, over-talker, over-sharer, because I want you to understand me.
Mm.
And if I feel like you don't, I get so like frustrated, because
right.
that's just one of my pet peeves, you know, that's just one of my things. So I just feel like this whole thing, it was sort of like being part of a tornado or like a hurricane or something. And it's just like, oh, it just blew in so quick. Mm. And then all of a sudden now it just passed. And I'm like, what just happened?
Have you cried over it?
No, I didn't cry, but what have I been doing?
Been melancholy?
I've been stewing a little bit.
Mm, okay. And just so we're all on the same page, did y'all ever do it?
No.
No?
We didn't. And this is why I actually give him a lot of respect and a lot of props, because he was like, I don't think that's a good idea to just go. He's like, obviously the chemistry is like undeniable, so like that would have inevitably happened.
Right.
But I didn't want to do that and then potentially like something should happen and it should fall apart, and like we're in that deep.
Mm.
So maybe he just doesn't like me and we're overthinking all of this. I don't know.
Well, I'll call him and we'll have him on next
Okay,
week.
We're not calling anybody. Okay. That's okay.
That's fine. I'll get him on. Ryan, what's all your social media?
It's Radio McGib on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Facebook is just McGib, I think. I checked since last time I said that.
By the way, Ryan, I realized like last week that I wasn't following Radio McGib on Twitter.
I know. I saw you. I seen you.
Oh, are you serious?
I wasn't.
I followed him before he even worked on our show.
No, but I was following the other Twitter. Because I was following one of them, and then I was like Miguel, you had the wrong one in the Miguel and Holly show bio.
Follow me on Instagram.
So don't even start with me.
Yeah, Radio McGib on Instagram, MCGIB.
I mean, Snapchat.
You could see all my photos and stuff. So if anybody that's listening of you 11 people need photo or video, please contact me. I'm
Ryan's
in the special. So.
Really great at that.
Yeah, we're trying to pimp him out so he can make some damn money.
For sure.
Yeah, I need that side money.
Holly, what's your stuff?
Radio Holly for pretty much everything. I mean, like Facebook, you can just search Holly on Hot 101.5, but everything else is Radio Holly.
Mine is Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER, on Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook and Twitter. All right, we're done. Please let someone know about the podcast, and you can please rate and subscribe and comment on iTunes. And you can also hear the podcast as well at a hot1015tampabay.com. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.